What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Welcome in, everyone, to our GSP Ace of the Day presented by DraftKings. 1-1 on our Thursday picks here for the show. Now, Aryna Sabalenka doing us a huge favor, coming back from 5-2 down in the third set to ultimately take her match over Coco Gauff, 7-6 in the third. We had action on the money line for her, so that put a little bit of cash in our pockets. Unfortunately, we did not have a perfect day. One match away, though, Denis Shapovalov losing his match in three sets to Jill's Jamie McDonald Simone. Unfortunately, that ruined our parlay. All the other matches in that parlay winners, but Shapovalov just not able to reach the level he needed. Of course, the reason I say Jill's Jamie McDonald Simone, go look it up, folks. They look identical. You'll have a nice little chuckle and feel happy that you did look it up, trust me. But ultimately, still, a pretty good Tuesday for us. I feel like we have momentum on our side as we head into another fantastic weekend in the professional tennis world. Of course, the headline events, the ATP Tour in Antwerp and in Cologne this week, the WTA Tour in Ostrava. But of course, we've got a bunch of other fun ITF matches, challenger matches as well. Many different places for us to sprinkle in a little bit of action, sprinkle in a bit of everything on this fun championship weekend in late October. Of course, if for some reason you are not already playing along with us, you have not yet taken advantage of the offer for our Cracked Rackets fans being given out there by our friends at DraftKings, here's how you can do so. You're going to go to DraftKings.com, create your DraftKings Sportsbook account, and make a deposit. From there, DraftKings is going to match your first deposit at 20% up to $500, and then it gets even easier, folks. You're going to make your first bet. DraftKings will match that first bet with a risk-free first bet up to $500. Just go to dkng.co/crackedopen to play. That's dkng.co/crackedopen. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER in Illinois, New Jersey, West Virginia, or Pennsylvania, 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana, 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa, or 1-800-522-4700 in Colorado. Users must be 21 years or older and in a participating state to take advantage of this offer. Deposit bonuses in DK dollars, which have no cash value and must be used on DraftKings. Offer not valid for users physically located in New Hampshire. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for more details. All right. With that in mind, let's get to our picks for Friday's matches in the pro tennis world. And again, it's a really fun day across the board. You look at the ITF women's event in Georgia this week. I mean, four outstanding matches from a viewing perspective, right? You've got Cece Bellis versus Sarah Arani. You've got Marta Kostyuk versus Misaki Doi. You've got, I believe, Lepchenko taking on Vickery. And, you know, again, that is what all you can ask for here late October in the professional tennis world. You've got Clara Burel, the talented young Frenchwoman. You've got Casper Zouk in action. Of course, again, we haven't even gotten to the ATP and WTA level events yet, but it's going to be a fun Friday and certainly a fun weekend in the tennis world. If you want to read my thoughts on the entire spread of matches on Friday, be sure to go check out this podcast in article form on our website, crackedrackets.com. Of course, you want to hear our recap of all of Thursday's action. Be sure to go head over to the Mini Break podcast where, and actually you can find this on the Cracked Interviews podcast now as well, but we incorporated them in the Mini Break too. I am actually getting to get into the press room in Ostrava this week, had the chance to ask questions to Sabalenka, to Gauff, Mertens, Brady, a couple of others. If you want to hear those, you can find those both on the Cracked Interviews podcast as well as sprinkled into our coverage of Thursday's matches on the MB episode. But you came here to hear my picks for Friday, so with that in mind, let's get to the picks for our aces of the day. And the reason we are titling today's episode Sprinkle in a Bit of Everything, that's what I tried to do. I had a single match underdog pick. I had an over in an over-under spread. And, of course, I've got a couple of parlays for us to ring in the weekend. Let's start with the single match pick. And, you know, I'm already starting to be hesitant as I head into this one. But a fascinating match tomorrow. Karen Khachanov versus Dan Evans. Of course, that match on indoor hard courts in Antwerp tomorrow. They played earlier this year in Rotterdam. Evans, a three-set winner over Khachanov. He comes in as a slight favorite in this one. As of last looking, Dan Evans minus 130, Khachanov plus 105. Of course, Evans, three-set win for him over Caruso in round one. Then he knocks off Tiafoe in straights in round two for Khachanov. Pushed to the brink today against the Belgian wild card in this event, but ultimately gets through in three sets. Here's why I'm calling this sprinkle in a bit of everything. This is the match where we're going to take the underdog, and we're also going to take the over. And here's why. I really think this is going to be a three-set battle again. With all due respect to Dan Evans, this match is on Karen Khachanov's shoulders. And I think Karen Khachanov, what I've learned, and, you know, Rothman and I, my doubles partner in crime, Max Rothman, talk about this sometimes off mic. He's a guy you kind of want to stay away from because he's always going to play to the level of his competition, right? We all remember the match he played against Nadal at the U.S. Open a couple of years ago. But then we also all know Karen Khachanov will throw a stinker in here or there, but I really do think he's someone who plays to the level of his competition, and I think Evans is going to throw variety at him. He's going to get him uncomfortable. Khachanov's not going to be able to sit on forehands and dictate the way he likes to. Evans certainly going to mix things up, put some pressure on Khachanov, move forward, force him to make the pass, attack that backhand wing, but I just like the way Khachanov will make this match physical. I think indoors, his serve, his forehand are the two biggest weapons on the court. And I know he didn't look great today, but I think he's going to play a lot better tomorrow. I think he got the bad one out early in the tournament. You know he's hungry to get back out on the court. Here's what we're going to do to cover our bases. We're going to take the over 2.5 sets in this match. It's plus 128. We're only throwing a dollar on it to win 128 in return. I do think this one goes the distance because Dan Evans is a scrapper, and he can throw plan B, plan C, plan D. He throws the entire kitchen sink at you over the course of the match. And, you know, Khachanov will have some streaks of errors. He'll have some streaks where you're going to say to yourself, oh, you know, if he loses the first set or the second set 6-1 in this match, I'm not going to be shocked. But I just think physically, over the course of a 2-of-a-3-set match, he's got enough in his bag and he can be solid enough to withstand the Evans variety, to ultimately find his weapons, his forehand in the rallies, find ways to move forward. Give me Khachanov on the money line plus 105 as well, a dollar to win 105, and then I do think that's a match that goes the distance, so we'll throw a dollar on the over 2.5 sets. And again, small sample size. They played once this year on an indoor hard court. It did go three sets. I test Evans is playing better right now, but, you know, I was 2 days ago, I wished I had bet on Umber over Pablo Carreño Busta yesterday. I wished I had put money on Nishioka over Struff. I talked about that on both of these podcasts the previous 2 days. Am I forcing it maybe because I'm like, I can't miss out on another underdog this week? Maybe a little bit. And hopefully as you're listening to this, you keep that in mind. But I'm going to go with Khachanov here, plus 105, $1 only to win 105, just because, again, I think he's the underdog I like the most. I'm also going to take the over 2.5 sets in that match, but I think that one's a battle, folks, and I think that will be a really fun one to watch. Now, of course, I've also got two parlays for you, one of the men's variety, one of the women's variety. Let's start with the latter. Jennifer Brady, who was a winner yesterday. She was part of our parlay. It was Sinner. It was, I believe, Sinner, Schapo. There was one more, and then Sinner, Schapo, Sabalenka, and Brady. And we had Sinner. We had Schapo. We had Sabalenka. We did not have Schapo for us yesterday, but, you know, I'm going to go back to the Jennifer Brady well. I think on an indoor hard court, she's proven since the start of August on any hard court. She's a top 20 at a minimum, maybe top 10 right now, maybe even on her best days, top five player on the WTA Tour and hard court, what she can do with her serve and return, or serve and forehand, excuse me. She can dominate matches, and that's what she was able to do today against Kasatkina. You know, Kasatkina raced out to a 5-2 lead, and then Brady just finds her range. She finds her rhythm. She stays a little bit more patient because, again, even with a neutral ball for her, that forehand so heavy, it can overwhelm opponents, and then she can open up the court for herself, get to play plus one tennis, do the things she does so well. She's got a really tough matchup tomorrow, and I think it's certainly going to be a battle as she takes on Veronika Kudermetova, a three-set winner over Pliskova today. Kudermetova, someone who can hit the cover off of the ball as well, but I just think Jennifer Brady does a better job of moving to the outer thirds than Karolina Pliskova does, and I also think Jennifer Brady is going to be able to impose her will on Kudermetova in the same way as Pliskova was when she had success today, so she kind of neutralizes the Pliskova weakness. Now, Kudermetova is, of course, still going to have to take balls early, still going to have to go down the line, play big as she did today, but I just don't doubt, you know, I've learned not to doubt Jennifer Brady on a hard court, and Brady, Kudermetova, two of the players I did have the chance to speak with today. I'm leading Brady in this one. She's a minus 225 favorite. I think that's the pick. I do think it's going to be a battle, but I'm going to go with her, and then I'm going to parlay it with a favorite here, folks. Did I get lucky with Sabalenka? Should I take my luck and go away from her the rest of the week? Maybe, but there's just something about Aryna Sabalenka's game on an indoor hard court. Are you kidding me? I don't care who she plays. Just with that serve, the power she can display when she is locked in. And again, she didn't play her best in her match today, but she got better and better as the match went on. Give me Aryna Sabalenka over Sarah Cerebes-Tormo today, tomorrow. Now, Cerebes-Tormo has played absolutely great of late. You look at the wins she has compiled along the way here for Cerebes-Tormo. Obviously, she finds herself in rhythm as she has knocked out over the past couple of days. I mean, some phenomenal players for Cerebes-Tormo. She comes through qualifying. She beat Botten. She beat Blinkova. She beat Linette. She's beaten Kontave. That's an awfully good resume. I just think Sabalenka can do a little bit more than all of those players, and I just, again, every match Aryna Sabalenka plays, unless it's against Vika at the U.S. Open, apparently, I just always think it's on her racket, and I've liked the way she's played. I continue to stand by it. I see Grand Slam potential. She's only 22 years old, and I've talked about that enough right now, but I think she's the pick tomorrow. I think she knocks off Cerebes-Tormo. I think Brady ends up winning the match tomorrow as well over Kudermetova. You parlay them together. It's not the best, minus 107, but those are the two women's matches I'm most confident in because Mertens, Azarenka, I want absolutely no part of. Ditto with Sakkari Jabeur, although I do have both of those matchups in the over-under category. I like, you know, Sakkari Jabeur plus 138, Azarenka Mertens plus 140. Honestly, Sabalenka Cerebes-Tormo plus 165 isn't too bad either, but give me the Brady Sabalenka parlay. We'll throw four on that to win 378 in return. Again, first career matchup for Sabalenka and Cerebes-Tormo. Brady, a 7-6, 7-6 winner over in Rome over Kudermetova last year. A lot has changed since then, but just something to keep in mind. That's parlay number one. Parlay number two, in all, a four men's parlay. This one we get slight plus odds on. You know, Alex Diemenauer going to take on Marcos Giron tomorrow. Marcos Giron played great and hit the best win of his career today over David Goffin. He's worked his way into the top 100, but indoor hard courts, Diemenauer played his bad, not even a bad match. Cascais was just exceptional in that first set, but I think Diemenauer gets better and better as the tournament progresses. I don't know how Giron's going to end up hurting him. Give me Diemenauer on the money line. Give me Jannik Sinner tomorrow against Jill Simone. Again, the blatant disrespect in Jannik Sinner's eyes. He's like, just put me in a semifinal. Put me in a final. I don't need to play this match. I'm winning. I think he takes out Simone tomorrow. And then Alex Zverev against Mannarino. Here's why I like Zverev. Indoors, Mannarino's a lefty. I think Zverev matches better against lefty. Gets to play more backhands. And then again, did I mention it's indoors? And Alex Zverev is 6'6". I like Sinner, Zverev, Diemenauer. And then my guy, Ugo Humbert, tomorrow, who's got a tricky matchup against Lloyd Harris. And Lloyd Harris beat him once before, but it was back in 2017. Of course, indoors, Harris's serve. He's going to hang with anyone, but I just like the lefty, Ugo Humbert, minus 190 favorite tomorrow, but I just think he finds a bunch of different ways to win in every match he plays, whether it be scrapping and making that extra return, whether it be serving big and playing the plus one tennis when he needs to. I just like the matchup. I think he's playing really well right now. It could be a tight match, but give me Humbert to look good. He's got so much confidence. I think he had the day off today to rest up after that Carreño Busta upset. And yeah, sometimes there's a hangover after an upset like that, but Humbert's done enough this year. He's done enough over the past, 12 months. No more hangovers for him. I think he's ready to bounce back and take things to the next level. You throw him in this parlay, it's what gets you two plus odds. So Demon Hour, Humbert, Sinner, Zverev, all on the money line, plus 132. $4 to win 528. That sounds like a good way to start the weekend. We really have sprinkled in a little bit of everything to recap our aces. Hachanov plus 105, one to win 105. Over 2.5 sets in Evans Hachanov plus 128, one to win 128. Brady Sabalenka parlayed minus 107, four to win 378. And then Demon Hour, Humbert, Sinner, and Zverev plus 132 odds, four to win 528 in return. A reminder to get in on the action, just go to dkng.co/crackedopen. If you want to hear our extended thoughts on the action going on this week on the Pro Tour, be sure to check out our Mini Break podcast, Cracked Interviews podcast, and of course all of our content on our website, crackedrackets.com. Like, rate, subscribe, Cracked Rackets. Really, the Michigan slipped out there. Anyways, like, rate, subscribe, review this podcast, all of our shows, share them with your friends. We are so appreciative for all of you who do leave messages in the comments. Of course, a shout out as always to our super producer Max Fleigner and Daniel Westoff for the of an editing job they do day in, day out. Shout out again to our friends at DraftKings. Go to dkng.co/crackedopen to play along with us. But with that in mind, for my super producers, Max Fleigner and Daniel Westoff, our friends at DraftKings, and all of us here at both Cracked Rackets and the Tennis Channel Podcast Network, my name is Alex Gruskin. We hope you enjoy Friday's matches, and may the odds be ever in your favor. Good luck, everyone.